This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
The British government says it will have to deploy an extra 3,500 soldiers to protect the Olympic Games. That's after a private security contractor abruptly said it would fall short. The news has plenty of people questioning whether London is really ready. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with me from London with more. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jeff.
There are 2 weeks to go here, right? What the heck happened?
Well, the private company that won the contract to provide security for the Games has simply said, we can't recruit enough trained staff in time. That's it. It said the demands of the situation are unprecedented. As you say, within 2 weeks of the Games, this is a terrific blow, and it means the army is going to have to deploy a further 3,500 soldiers, some of them just back from Afghanistan, bringing the total number of military personnel deployed at the Olympics here in London to 20,000, about 10% of Britain's entire armed forces. So the British Army not happy about this at all.
Lots of people are just focused on the sporting aspect of the Olympics, of course, but what is the threat level that is hanging over this event, and are they ready to meet it in London?
Well, they're spending about $1.5 billion to meet that threat level, so they're certainly taking it seriously. It's described as substantial. Now, this morning, the British government minister responsible for security, Theresa May, said security will not be compromised by this problem. And Colonel Richard Kemp, a former commander with the British Army, told the BBC this morning he doesn't believe that this shortfall by the security firm will compromise security.
A great deal of very, very effective planning has been going on by some extremely professional people, and I don't think we need to have great concerns, but this is really very bizarre, you know, quite how it's come about. I just don't know.
It is extremely embarrassing, a humiliation for Britain's private sector, failing to rise to the challenge. And particularly, I mean, staging the Olympics is supposed to be a showcase for Britain, but at the moment, it's not a very flattering picture.
Stephen Beard, in the thick of Olympic planning in London. Thanks very much.
Okay, Jeff.